Hola, Ops. This audio is visual, is a podcast aimed at engaging photographers about their journeys and their creative processes. I'm the hot seat today. Mganam Kogetso. Kogetso, Kogetso. What's good, buddy?
I'm good, thanks. And how's you doing?
I'm great, dude. But before I just say Kogetso and carry on with the conversation, I always ask you this, how do I pronounce your surname?
So it's Dube.
Oh,
it's
Dube.
Like, yeah, with the T. Yeah, it's just like Dube. But like Dube.
I was about to say Tube.
Yeah, there's a lot of people
that's
say
that's how
like
colonized
tube.
I am. I'm sorry. Go nah, get your cool. Dube. Go get your Dube. Tell us about yourself, dude. Like, where are you from?
Yeah, so go get your Dube. I'm from Kagiso, which is in the west rand of Joburg, I think. Yeah, that's where I'm from. Mm-hmm. I was born there. Yeah, and then I've been around a bit, but mainly I grew up there.
Kagiso, dope, man. When you sent me your bio, it read, you are a contemporary portrait, documentary, lifestyle, and culture photographer. Please break this down for me, because it was a mouthful, and I was trying to understand what that contemporary mainly means.
Yeah. So basically, now like. Initially, when I started photographing, I'm a documentary photographer. So I started learning all these different vast genres, if I can say, of photography. And then when I enrolled in Market, we got introduced to like contemporary photography and all that. So I try and do what fascinates me, and I try and do it all, you know.
Mm-hmm. Dope, man. Yeah. So, like, you have most of the work that you've done that I've seen and came across on your social and other platforms. You have like portraiture. I've seen a bit of lifestyle as well. Yeah. I know I've seen a bit of wildlife.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
rare for like someone young to be interested in wildlife photography.
Yeah.
Tell us about that interest.
So it came about like when I was young, right? So I grew up in the township, and then I went to like the villages for the first time, and then I saw like a chicken get killed, you know. So in my head, I thought like chickens were gonna get extinct. So for, like, for real, dude. Like for I think since I was 7 until I was like maybe 18 or something, mm-hmm. I stopped eating meat, you know. So I got concerned about wildlife, like, you know, because in my head I was like, oh my god, we eat chickens and we eat their eggs, you know. So since then I've had an interest in like wildlife, and we grew up around dogs. My mom is like a professional dog handler, so yeah, I think that stems from it all. Mm-hmm. And National Geographic, I think.
Dope. So is that like the line of photography that you want to do entirely?
Yeah, but like involving people as well. Like, I don't like really like lines that much, but like I would, you know, mm-hmm. I'd love to dabble in everything. Mm. Yeah, but I really, because like right now, hopefully I get like my money together or whatever. I would literally love to like do like marine photography, just, you know, for a month or whatever.
I feel like you just want to move around spaces.
Yeah.
What's the vibe with that, bro?
I don't know. I just want to experience it so that when I'm settled, I can say, oh, cool.
Did that.
But yeah. Because, I mean, like, I see all of these things on TV and all that. Like, I think it's tangible now, you know, hopefully. Mm-hmm.
Within reach.
Yeah.
So what's this settled that you speak of, when you settled? What does that look like?
Yeah. Let me just try and think. Well, but we never settled, though. But, like, for a lack of a better word, I'll just say, like, in one space, maybe with, like, maybe a dog somewhere in a beach area, mm-hmm. just like enjoying the sunset, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's settled to me.
Some hippie vibes.
Trying to take it easy.
You don't only have like a background in photography, you also have like IT, information technology.
Yeah.
What came first, photography or IT?
I don't know. I think they're all intertwined, if I can say that. Mm-hmm. Because of now, here's the thing, right? I didn't realize that I was being exposed to photography until maybe like when I was in grade 11 and started like Instagram or whatever. But here's the thing, when I was in grade 1, my mom used to work as a photographer for the government or whatever. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, I'm like, she's a single parent. So after school, I'll chill around dark rooms and I'll, you know, and then like she would bring cameras home and I'll, but I never developed film yet, you know, I'm trying to get into that, right? Mm-hmm. And then immediately during grade 12, I had to decide, like, I told my mom, I was like, I want to become a marine photographer. But like, I don't know, I'm from the hood. I don't know how to go about it. Mm-hmm. And then like, what's the next thing? And then like, that year, I got accepted to study law, right? But my final marks weren't good enough and then they like rejected me. And then my mom didn't want me to take a gap year. And then, what's that? And then I went to Boston. Mm. And then I started, because I thought like, I need my own business. I did like business management for maybe a year and 6 months. Started like traveling a bit like around, you know, South Africa. Mm-hmm. And then after like that year and 6 months, like it was so heavy on me, I got like admitted into like psychiatric hospital. Damn. Because the pressure was like, I was too feeling much. It, yeah. And then I dropped out. And then like, you know, went into hospital maybe for like 4 months. And then December just chilled. Next year I had to, you know, apply for school, whatever. And then like my mom asked me, what do you want to do now? And I was like, ah, maybe IT, because I did CAT in high school, whatever. Mm. And then I tried IT.
You damn CAT, bro. Yeah. You just took me back down.
Yeah, yeah, so I did that. And I passed it well, funny enough. So I moved back to Potchefstroom for a year. I did like IT tech support, which includes like building computers and like networking, building all these things, servers, which is pretty cool at the time. And then it led me, but then I was still just like photographing with like my iPhone or whatever. And then it led me to intern for this company in the Western Cape. Mm-hmm. Called Ceres. Do you know that juice company?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I interned for there. Loved the Western Cape. But like, yeah, I started traveling around there and all that. And then I came back to Joburg to do what I'm currently doing for a year. Mm-hmm. And then I felt like I was stuck. And I wrote, like, I started studying photography again. But throughout, I was just like making little series and all that.
So photography has always been there, like somewhere, yeah, somehow, yeah. But you didn't consider it a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Up until.
Yeah, but like my first solid salary, I literally bought like a DSLR. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's dope, man. You speak a lot about Mama Ako. I'm interested to know about that relationship and what it looks like. Because a lot of like young people don't have like that intertwined relationship with their parents, especially moms.
Yeah, yeah. For me, she's like the only parent I have. So we learn to love each other and we like support each other and all that. But she's been here for the most part, dude, like all my life. Mm. She's supported me through difficulties, right?
Like, and it's also funny there. That like she was the one who sort of brought photography into your life through her interests and her career. You also studied at Shaw Academy, right?
Yeah.
Tell me about your time at Shaw Academy. And also, why did you choose to continue to take another course, photography course? What did you feel you were lacking?
So, you know what happened, right? So, immediately after getting a job, I felt like I was stuck. And then I got a camera and I was like, oh, I need to learn how to use this. You know, like Canon, they give you a manual or whatever. But it wasn't interesting enough, right? And then I saw like online while I was on YouTube, just searching tutorials, like Shaw Academy, get you a diploma within like maybe 9 months or something. Mm-hmm. It's like an online thingy. I did that. I literally committed to 9 months. I don't know. Maybe I love it that literally I used to go to like Mug and Bean, bro, order that 20 rand bottomless coffee and just sit there and study, bro, for hours, yeah. And then I got that, like, I got done with that, dude. But it really, it really like taught me a lot.
Mm.
That's how I even got in this year to do that.
Because of that online experience. I'm studying photography through them.
Yeah.
So like are you do you feel like you're continuing with your photography and education, or were you just like, you know, like filling in the gaps that you felt were missing?
Yeah, yeah. I feel like I'm learning more, you know. Yeah. Yeah, because like it's all about learning, right? You can't just like do something and then, you know, to show growth it needs, you know, you need to learn. Mm. So yeah, I feel like I'm learning more, and like all the things I was doing when I was, you know, by myself without like an institution, you know, relate now and understand why I did that thing, you know, which is pretty cool.
A lot of the people that you told me about, like that you look up to, like in terms of like photography and stuff, those are individuals who didn't necessarily go through like the whole school route. Do you feel like some people operate well without a system, and some need a system in order for them to navigate and become what they want, regardless of like the career path?
Yeah, personally, I think for me, like everybody's journey is different, right? So just like learn what you need to learn, and like maybe if you that confident, you know, pave your way, like, you know, because the system is just the system to that extent.
Mm.
You know, you can like make your own rules while you're at it, you know,
mm-hmm.
create your own way. So yeah, it doesn't really, you know, it's just like how you view it.
Mm-hmm.
But personally for me, I think like just make your own way.
Yeah, yeah.
If you can, and if you, you know, if you believe in yourself. It's hard though.
It's hard,
it's really hard.
Like it's never easy, like paving your own path. It's,
yeah,
it's never easy. It's never easy.
Yeah.
Then you spoke about a business course that you took at some point. How is that like playing a role like in your career now?
Well, I don't know though. I really don't know. But like here's another thing, right? Do that business course. Oh, I feel like I did so much. Do that business course. Within that year, my friend and I, we started a company, like two companies. We started like a t-shirt company, and we started a skateboarding company. Well, that didn't like, you know, even like become successful or whatever. But we wanted to manufacture skateboards and bring them to the hood or whatever area. So yeah, at first, you know, I thought I was like, okay, cool, I need a business or whatever. But I really don't know, because I'm bad with my finances as well, because like most of the course, well, the first year I was there included accounting and mm-hmm. all that. And I didn't even do accounting in high school. But like, I really don't think it plays. Maybe it does, I'm not aware of it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I don't know. Hopefully it does. maybe in the near future I might like learn how to financially move up.
Let's talk about like online Instagram and all like these digital platforms that now exist for us to exhibit and show our work. Do you think quality matters in that space, or is it just about like the number of followers that you have?
For me, it's a very hard one. But like it does to a certain extent, because now there's like, I was literally, this is how I got like a lot of things. It's like online publications, right? They require you to have like a literally like a whole proposal, a whole thing on your series, right? Whilst in Instagram, maybe you might have to that point, you know, depending on the medium, the quality matters, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. But like, you know, some people look at quality differently though. You might think it's quality and somebody might not think that. But like, I don't know, like it does to a certain extent. And the following counts as mm-hmm. well.
Do you know, the reason why I asked this question, and I spoke to you about this before, is that I see like, I'm watching you grow, man, and become, it's almost like you're building yourself to become an influencer, and there's nothing wrong with that. And I think I appreciate that about you, because you've identified what you like. And you're happy with that, and you're just like blueprinting that and honing that and making sure that you reach that point that you want.
Yeah.
Are you aware that you're doing that though, firstly? I think you are though.
Yeah, hopefully I am, but like I'm trying though, because, but like here's the thing, right? I remember I DM'd somebody and I was like, can I shadow you for whatever, right? And he's like, they feel that my work is not within the style, right? But now on, I've done like a couple of, you know, series on much more, not like, maybe now my Instagram seems a bit more fashion-y or whatever. Mm-hmm. I've done like series on people. I remember when, I think this year, did like I got a series published with this agency called Beautiful News called The Journey, where I was struggling with my own journey. So I started looking at other people's journeys, mm-hmm. and documenting that, right? So yeah, so through that, it's just like, I have works because I, you know, I try so much. I have different types of work, different everywhere. So now, right now, I'm enjoying like, you know, all of this Instagram type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it, bro. I love Instagram. I really do.
Yeah, see, you work it well, man. Like, there's never there's never a quiet moment in your stories. There's never a quiet moment in your stories, man.
And it's just like everyday life, right? Like, I don't try and reenact a moment or whatever. I just like what I'm doing right now on Instagram.
So for someone who hasn't seen like some of your stuff online, how would you best describe your style of photography?
It's very emotional. Like, depending on, you know, even like through my portraits, like my more, I don't know, like it's very emotional. I try and like photograph emotion more than anything, because for me, emotion is very important.
Mm-hmm.
It is, it's very emotional. And it's, I don't know, somebody said it's very dreamy. Well, my you know, my self-portrait, my personal words are very dreamy. And yeah, I think that's it. And it's very outdoor. Like, I literally love the outdoors and nature, whatever. There's a lot of nature. I remember I have this one portrait of my mom. We went to a sunflower field, bro. I was shooting with the 50 mil, bro. And then I put it down, and then we moved like a few yards or meters back. When we came back, everything was just sunflowers. We looked for that 50 mil for like until sunset, maybe like 2 hours or something. Yeah. I was like, yo. So there's a lot of outdoor involved in it.
Mm.
Yeah.
What do you think, like, the, like, where do you think photography is going in South Africa, like, at the moment? Like, what does the future look like for photography and photographers in general? What should, if for someone who's sitting at home now listening to this and they're considering taking, like, photography as a career path, what would you best advise?
Yeah. I haven't, like, I don't even, like, honestly, I don't think, like, I'm like, the greatest person when it comes to advice. But, like, if that's what you're passionate about, and if that's what you feel strongly about, and if you know, like, you know, ask around as well, like, how do these people do it?
Mm-hmm.
But my best advice is, like, follow your heart, and it's, like, it's gonna get hard. It is hard for me now, even, you know? Literally right now, but like, follow your heart and ask around and just like do what you love, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's meant to be, it'll be, you know. I'm hoping as well.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah.
And then like, in terms of like presenting your work, like for people who don't exist online, how do you like navigate that?
Well, it's like I literally had my first installation. Yeah. So it depends on how I'm feeling right. Right now I'm literally going into like printing my work.
Mm-hmm.
I have like, I don't know, maybe like 500 prints of just my work, of literally anything, even if it's just like, you know, an iPhone photograph or whatever. Mm-hmm. So yeah, hopefully soon I'm gonna be having exhibitions. Yeah, hopefully. Mm-hmm. But like, I've started with one. Yeah, I'm trying to have more exhibitions though. Mm. Yeah.
I think I honestly like and genuinely think that you have like an exciting future ahead. Like, oh, you're so one of like the few people whom I think are onto something, and if you carry on and persist, it's gonna take you somewhere.
Thank you. I hope it does. You know, I'm trying my utmost.
It really looks
best.
Exciting. From where, at least from where I'm standing.
Yeah.
The view looks damn great for you. It really does. So if someone is listening and they want to get a hold of you, hit you up, work with you, what's the vibe?
So it's basically Gogetso, T-U-B-E, Dube or Tube, however you pronounce it, everywhere on Instagram. It's at Gogetso, T-U-B-E. Email address is Gogetso, T-U-B-E at iCloud.com.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube, Gogetso, T-U-B-E. Everywhere, just like Gogetso, Dube. Yeah.
Across all platforms. Yeah. Dope. And then, like, just lastly, like, I wanted to find out about, like, the single image versus body of work. Like, everyone is speaking about that nowadays. What's your take? Do you think there's still space, like, for single images to exist? Or are people just really interested in bodies of works and themes?
It depends on, like, what you fancy or whatever. But personally, for me, like, times right now I'm really into body of works, but there is spaces for single images to exist as well, if that makes sense. But like, it depends on how you feel and what does the image say in itself. You know, because like, if one image can say what a whole body of work can say, then why
that's
not
it,
you know.
Mm.
Yeah, but like, if you want to venture out because there's so many possibilities in a body of work, then do that. You know.
Dope, man. What are you currently busy with, like, in terms of long-term work?
Oh, yeah. So basically, I'm currently busy with my personal body of work. It's called Never Quite There. It deals with, like, anxiety and depression, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And all that, right? So now I'm trying to get the conversation going by involving more artists into it. I just showed work now. I involved this, like, painters, illustrators, mm-hmm. printmakers, you know. So the space is quite growing. And I'm trying to shoot, like, a fashion film just mm-hmm. for Instagram. And I'm working on an archivable project about wildlife. So I'm going to go into, like, because I was having a conversation with James, I think. He was saying, like, people don't really care about what they don't see. Like, most of people are in, like, you know, urban areas or in the hood. There's not that much of a lion roaming around. But, like, meanwhile, these animals are getting extinct and they get it, like, they're endangered, right? The trafficking around them is so vicious that, yeah, you know. I think, like, maybe, like, God forbid, I'm not sure, I'm not, like, you know, a scientist or whatever, but, like, they really are getting extinct. Because I remember I went to the Blaniesburg Game Reserve maybe a few years ago. I could literally walk around and I'd see giraffes every 2 kilometers or whatever, and elephants or whatever, lions. I went there a week ago. I saw literally one giraffe when I went in, and then I got stuck there. So my car got stuck there. So I got rescued the next morning. And then the next morning, I drove literally for an hour. I saw only like 4 giraffes.
Yeah.
I didn't even see an elephant. So it shows that it's real, you know.
It's happening.
Yeah.
And I just want to backtrack a bit, like, point of when you mentioned, like, body of work, theme of depression and anxieties. It seems like a lot of young people are going through, like, anxieties and depression.
Yeah.
What I personally struggle with is to understand, when does one know that they are going through some sort of anxiety or depression phase of some sort? How did you, like, suss out that?
Yeah. So now there's, like, a whole spectrum of different anxieties, because there's this one lady, she's doing a body of work on anxiety as well, but I think she goes into this other form of anxiety called, like, obsessing about something that's not there or that will never happen. Mm-hmm. But personally for me, like, let me backtrack. Personally for me, like, I remember when I was, like, since grade 8 or something, I started seeing a psychologist.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's grade 3. I'm like, yo, let me back drink. Grade 3, I got like, I almost failed grade three because of from grade one until grade two, I was homeschooled. And like literally we get graded for whatever you want to do. If it's, you know, you, there's no literally standards or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever your efforts are, you get graded. So I got, I went into, what's this, to primary, to normal primary school. And then I was struggling. And then they said I should just like consult with like a psychologist or whatever. And then it was like minor consultations until like grade eight or whatever. And then I started seeing a psychologist maybe once a week throughout until second year of like after high school, whatever. I think grade 12, that's when I started seeing a psychiatrist. And that's when they started recommending pills. And then they told me I've got like ADHD or whatever. And depression. So I was on pills, And then a year and a half, that's when I got admitted into psychiatric hospital. So for me, it's been like seeing psychologists and psychiatrists. So they told me and I felt it, you know. I don't know if I feel it because they said so, but like sometimes, you know, I don't feel well, if I can say that.
It's crazy times, man. Like, a lot of people say that depression and anxiety is all a trend of some sort.
Yeah.
Or what's your take on that one?
For me, it's just like, if it's a trend, like, I don't, it's like, nobody should quote me on this. I feel like whatever I say is like, you know, but like, at least if somebody says something about it, then the next person might get help, you know?
I agree with that as well.
At least there's a, not that I'm saying like it being a trend is good or whatever. This, it's like the yin and yang of life. The
visibility of it is good.
Yeah, you know? At least like somebody can get help. Somebody cannot, you know, feel alone at least.
Silence. Yeah. Definitely, man. Totally agree with that, buddy. Thank you so much for sitting down with me.
Hey, thank you for having me.
I've been planning this like we actually did, and finally we did it.
Yeah, dude.
So sharp, Ntwana.
Yeah.
All the best.
All the best to you, yeah. Everybody else and you, bro. That you're doing big things.
Sharp, okay.